From WFIU Public Media and the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations, welcome to the Moment of Indiana History podcast with your host, Dan Skinner.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
There's nothing like getting your hands on a book. Carnegie's Legacy in Indiana. On this moment of Indiana history. A philanthropic campaign undertaken a century ago left a permanent mark on the American urban landscape. From 1890 to 1917, steel magnate Andrew Carnegie donated funds for the construction of nearly 1,700 public libraries in towns and cities across the country. For the self-made man who immigrated from Scotland, public libraries represented the philosophy of success through self-improvement, a notion further embodied in the open stack system implemented in all of the new libraries. 164 Carnegie libraries were built in Indiana, more than any other state. Communities requesting funds were required to demonstrate the need for a library, provide a suitable site, and establish a tax for the library's maintenance. Although many were built in the Beaux-Arts style, there was considerable architectural variety among the Carnegie libraries. The first library in Indiana, built with Carnegie funds, was the domed structure dedicated in Goshen in 1903, designed by the Chicago firm of Patton and Miller. Indiana received its last grants for libraries in Lowell and North Vernon in 1918. More than half of the Carnegie libraries in the country are still operating as such. Others have been converted into municipal buildings, art centers, or residences. Although as of 1990, at least 242 of the original buildings had been demolished, the public library system in place today is considered Carnegie's lasting legacy. This Moment of Indiana History is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.